Dr. John Braccio is the Director of Regional Psychological Services. Check out drjohnb.com. We're speaking psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Dr. Braccio, good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Tony. How's life?
Life is pretty good. I thought a little bit about you yesterday when I was watching what was unfolding in Boston on Fox News, and my two boys were with me, and they started talking about an 8-year-old who died in that event, who was killed. And my kids didn't bring that up, but immediately you start thinking about how blessed you are to have your own. And I started wondering about the motivation, and as you do call it, the pathological motivation of terrorist murderers.
Well, really, it's incalculable evil are the words that come to my mind, total depravity. The idea of, you know, maiming and killing young, innocent people, let alone any other innocent person, is just hard to believe. But that is the goal, if you will, the mantle of the terrorists, is to cause maximal death, maximal injury, maximal fear, with the idea of really stopping people from running their own lives. It's a pretty horrible kind of a thing, and a very sociopathic, psychopathic outlook, that there's nothing wrong with just going out and massively attempting to injure and kill innocent people. It is a hard-to-believe thing that this is part of the human being, but this is that part of the human being that we don't really like to think about, don't like to talk about, but clearly is in place in, sadly, too many people in the world we're in now.
Define pathological and what the pathological motivation is of someone that would do something like this.
Well, someone who's really pathological, we'll call them the psychopath, the sociopath. These are people that have no sense of right or wrong. You know, they may have an ideology of belief. They can be a narcissist. I mean, they can believe that they have the right to do this. They can believe there's some purpose, some reason that they can do this. It can range from sheer joy to just, I have the right to do this, and I'm going to show what I'm going to do, and I'm going to go kill, torture, maim people, and really make a statement. These are people that are not reasonable. You can never do logic with them, and they are really, from a mental health and my perspective, exceptionally ill, evil, call it what you will, people that are a great danger to all of us. And that is the psychopath, the sociopath, absence of conscience, absence of good, and then add to that a desire to do great harm and danger and not have any conscience and do it in a really cold, calculating way. It's a very, very dangerous person.
How does somebody get this type of evil?
How does someone do it?
Yes.
It's hard to believe. It's kind of this thing, you have a right to do it, you have a desire to do it, you are going to show you have the power to do it, and you just go out and do it. And in many cases, people come to believe that they have a right to do this. This is the right thing to do. We're making a statement. We're trying to go after evil, so we go out and do this. It could be something as simple, we don't like shopping. We don't like stores. We don't like certain kinds of people. We don't like certain religions. We'll call it whatever you will. There are people that can take this in their mind, build it into a hatred, and they can go out and destroy and kill. There's also this group, there's a smaller group, but in that group that thinks nothing of just killing and enjoying it. Because in something like this, they may claim there's an ideology, there's a reason, but there's going to be some people that just do this because they like to do it, and they want to do it, and they want to watch the damage that they cause. And this is a very dangerous kind of a person. It's a sociopathic personality, Tony. So people do these things for different reasons, but somewhere there's a lack of conscience or a belief they have the right to do this. Even the ultimate narcissist, wanting total attention for self, would do something like this. So there's a range of people that can do this from a mental health point of view, but they're all definitely devoid of conscience or any sense of right or wrong in terms of the acts that they do. And when you see them, you just you just can't believe the insidiousness, the depravity, the total evil, call it what you will, words that you just see. I mean, you can't even come up with the right words because it's humanity totally cut away, and it puts really people of goodwill into a form of rage, and then does make people have worries about when they go to large events, when they go places, could this happen here? And of course, that's the ultimate goal of the terrorists, to strike fear in large populations, particularly in a free society like we're in, because the idea is to keep people home and keep people from doing their normal life. It's a pretty horrible situation.
Can people this evil be helped?
Well, you know, I never want to rule something completely out. I would simply say people didn't get to the point where they do this and they are this, either ideologically strong in terms of a belief system or totally devoid of any conscience and do this. I would say the probability is you're not going to do much help for these folks. They're pretty, the die is cast, if you will, as Julius Caesar said long ago. I'd say that you're probably not going to. Always willing to see the exception, but this is pretty bad stuff. Would you ever really want these people out on the street again if you find them after something like this? Could you ever really trust them? That's another point. These folks either have no sense of right or wrong, or they're so devoid of a compass on what is right or wrong that they see an ideological reason that they can do this, that I would say there's not much hope for these folks, Tony.
In watching the video yesterday, I saw a woman being comforted, and she had this look on my face like, oh my goodness, I'm home, I'm in my country, and I'm not safe. How do you find people find that comfort and safety again after they've been exposed to something like this?
I think very difficult. I mean, this is a lot of times where you'll get the post-traumatic stress disorder, whether you relive these events, over and over again. I think it's something you have to work with yourself. You have to work through it with your family. It can be religious with pastors. It can be with a psychologist. That's certainly something I've done a lot of work with over the years. It's kind of trying to find some reasons, some sanity, some purpose, like, why did this happen? You can't always get an answer to that. The only thing you know is that you can go forward. You are here. You can use as an example your experiences, try to help others that experience the same thing. And even though you couldn't predict what was going to happen at this marathon, certainly it would make sense to always know your circumstances, know you are, and know where you are, and know what is going on. But Tony, very hard if you've experienced something like this to really not have flashbacks, not think of it, and if you weren't killed or weren't really injured, be reliving how easily, if you had moved 10 feet this way, 5 feet that way, that it could have been you, or if you were shielded by somebody who died or was severely injured, the impact that that could have on you psychologically. This is very typical of what happens in soldiers when they are in, you know, combat and they see horrible things around them, including many things happen to them. So it's one of those traumatic events that will be with you the rest of your life. Everybody deals with it differently, but if that someone does experience that, or even seeing it vicariously on television or something like that, and they really feel there's a problem, then it is a time to seek out family, friends, or others to help give them some purpose, some reason, you know, why this is, how they can get through this. And often a sense of spirituality can help people do this too, by seeing tests that we have here on earth and how do we deal with it, how do we become better people, how do we make others better people.
Dr. John Braccio is the director of Regional Psychological Services. Check out drjohnb.com or Speaking Psychological on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Dr.
Very
Braccio.
Very good. Nice talking to you, Tony. Bye-bye.